Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service. It's providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And joining us on the Fan Hotline is our pal from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast, Chris Carter. What's up, Chris? How are you, my friend?
What's up, Josh? How we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Did likely catch the ball or not, Chris? Was it the right call?
No. It was the right call. It was. I'm tired. Listen, is the rule stupid? Yes. But was it by the rules? Also, yes. And you know, for all the hoopla I saw Ravens fans posted, what about the Roman Wilson catch touchdown in the Packers game? He took four or five steps on that play. Likely didn't take three. Listen, when Shannon Sharpe, a former Raven, and Chad Ochocinco, who hates the Steelers, both came out on their podcast and were like, that is obviously not a catch. Just pack it up and go home, guys. Like, it's over. The debate's done. They lost. They need to move past it. Much like Mike Tomlin said, they need to move past.
Also, I think there's this element too. There are so many rules in the NFL that help facilitate offense that this is one that actually benefits the defense. You have to make a completed catch, and people don't like it. They think it's a stupid rule. And again, like we could, I don't necessarily agree that has to be the rule. But we do have plenty of rules that go the other way that help the offense. This is one that helps the defense. So I don't have a huge problem with it. It is maybe not the best rule, but it does definitely help defenses, and it helped the Steelers defense. Chris, did they unlock something with DK Metcalf that's permanent? Can they build on this? Is this something that's like a turning of the page in their offensive scheme, or is this more maybe situated on what they saw against Baltimore heading in?
I think they unlocked something, but it's a something that needs to be balanced, because teams will put more and more efforts into limiting DK Metcalf, and Aaron Rodgers has to be ready to take advantage of that. Because, you know, I got asked earlier today if Arthur Smith dialed up anything different. And, like, there were some things that he did that were slightly different. But, like, on the whole, this was more about Aaron Rodgers hitting the throw. You know, against the Chargers, against the Bills, there were plenty of opportunities, and same thing for Mason Rudolph against the Bears. The Steelers have had deep ball opportunities that they just haven't taken, you know, or haven't hit. Like, you know, there's plenty of times where it was just there, and the ball was just overthrown this way or underthrown that way. And so in this game, he hit on them. And, you know, sometimes it is about the smallest detail, and I think that's something that they're hoping to get with Thielen and maybe with Marquez Valdes-Scantling, in trying to get, you know, a group of veteran receivers who can, you know, when they work on it in practice, even in a short, quick turnaround week like Thielen had, and say, hey, we're going to do this. I need you in this spot at this time in this moment. And, you know, they used to joke around, and I joke around, they used to talk about how, like, Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison used to go practice in the dark so that they could, like, try to get their timing exactly right. I'm not saying the Steelers got to do all that, but I do think that there was a bit of chemistry that woke up in that game, and they're going to need more of that, and they're going to need with more guys because, like, I can tell you, when going back to the Chargers tape, I mean, they were using safeties from the opposite side of the field to come and double DK Metcalf. There's going to be creative attempts to try to limit him. You need to have other plans, but certainly I think this was a good thing that they were able to hit this, and now they have something to build off.
You mentioned Valdes-Scantling and Thielen coming in, getting in right away. How much do you think Aaron Rodgers factored into that decision?
I think quite a bit. Not in the sense that he said, get these guys in here, but more in the sense that he's a veteran quarterback who is about the details. And he's going to be successful with other guys who are about the details. Now, like some younger quarterbacks, They're more about, I need the fastest guy. I need the quickest guy. I need the fastest guy. I just need a guy who's just going to win, period, and I'll make it work because I have an extremely strong arm, and we're just going to be that much more athletic than the other team. And that works sometimes. But for Aaron Rodgers, especially at his age, you know, he needs stuff to work on time in the structure of plays at his age because he just, you know, he did a good job buying time sometimes in this game, and also the offensive line did a good job giving him time. But I don't think that they want to try to have to live off of improv as much in these games. And so with that, you need guys that are more detailed in their work. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers sat down in a meeting and said, start these guys, I'm out of here, or anything like that. But I do think that they were like, hey, we just need these concepts run the way that they're supposed to be run. We need the spacing to be right. And in fact, I asked them about that about last week, just about trying to get the deep ball going. And at one, you know, one point, he kind of acknowledged that, like, hey, it starts from everything, from, you know, how a route's what's the release to get off the line in your route, you know, what's the spacing and what's the depth that you hit. And I think what we might have seen is that, you know, maybe Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin, you know, were not hitting those as well as they could have, or the way that Aaron Rodgers needed to fully execute the concepts they were running, even if they weren't the intended target. Sometimes it's about, you know, running a route in a way that sets up someone else. So I think that was the extent of how Aaron Rodgers impacted that decision.
Why is it not working out with Roman Wilson?
You know, it's tough. I don't know. I think this might be maybe a Roman thing. Maybe he still needs some growing up to do. But like, there were plays earlier in the season where he was wide open. I mean, just breaking in. You can even see, especially, I thought the Bears game was the game that he was the most open several times. And, you know, there were two deep balls, one that was just thrown out of bounds, another that was a miss. But then there was one, and it was funny because on both of those misses, DK Metcalf was wide open over the middle part of the field. Mason Rudolph didn't see him. And then there was a third down where Mason Rudolph, like, stared down DK Metcalf and threw it into triple coverage because the Bears were all over him. And that was the play where Roman Wilson cooked his man, like, right off the line, and it would have been a touchdown if Mason Rudolph just throws it, you know, and gives him a little space to run. And you can even see the frustration get to Roman Wilson. You know, I'm not going to say that he's doomed and it's been all things. I can't watch all the things they do in practice and determine, man, this guy is really bad. I think Roman Wilson still has potential, but I just think that right now there's Aaron Rodgers has been talking about the details in the receiving game for weeks now, and I don't think it's a coincidence that he's the one that got sat down, and then all of a sudden they bring in these veterans, they move up MVS, they bring in Adam Thielen, and both those guys get action. I do think there's something to that. So I think what it might be is Roman Wilson's just trying to get the finer details down in his game. He doesn't talk a whole lot. When we talk to him, he's a very, you know, short answer, straight to the point, you know, won't open up about the game, won't talk about other people. And I think that's respectable. I think that's more than fine. That's more than fair. But then when we see things like this, it's like, well, we don't have much to go off of. So I think that Roman Wilson, he's going to have to prove that he should be part of this offense again when he gets his next chance.
Talking with Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. How much does the offense change, Chris, if Darnell Washington can't play Monday?
It drastically limits the run game. He is such a big part of that, especially in they want to bounce runs to the tackles. He's a guy that blows things up. I think Pat Freiermuth, even when Darnell Washington's in there, I think Pat Freiermuth needs to be a bigger part of the passing game than he has been. But without Darnell Washington and without Broderick Jones, I don't want to minimize his impact either. Those are two big dudes who were really helping the run game earlier in the season. And you take those two guys out of the equation, it does impact things. So the Steelers' run game was pretty much non-existent this week. They're going to need it at some point this season. If Darnell Washington, he's in the concussion protocol. If Darnell Washington can't go, it's gonna be an interesting task going up against these Dolphins, because I don't think they're a slouch. I don't think they're a great team by any means. I think that their run defense ranks 25th overall in yards allowed, 28th in yards per attempt. So they've given up their fair share of yards on the ground. But we've seen that with the Bills, where the run game didn't work there either. So they need to deliver. They need to make it happen. And I think that there's a chance they do. But I do think Darnell Washington being out there would be a really big boost.
Chris, last thing for you. They had a large lead in the division. They let it slip away. They now, late in the year, in December, have a lead in the division. You look at everything at what's ahead for these two teams. Where do you see this thing ending up? Do you think they win the division? How do you see the next 4 weeks unfolding, particularly between now Baltimore and Pittsburgh?
Well, here's the thing. I said all along, when the Ravens started the year off the way they did, I was like, they're going to fire back. They're going to win 4 or 5 straight, because I just thought their schedule worked out, Once Lamar Jackson was hurt and they got that bye week, I was like, they're going to beat the Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets. That's going to happen. And I was like, maybe they'll lose to the Bengals if Joe Burrow's back, or even if Joe Flacco plays, because Joe Flacco was lighting it up. And then that happened. And I said, that's why it was going to be important for the Steelers to win. Because I looked at the Steelers' schedule and I thought, man, they had some favorable games early. The Jets, the Vikings, the Browns, those were all games that they needed to win, where the Seahawks and Patriots, those were two really tough teams. But then, they played the Bengals in Cincinnati on Thursday night. Thursday night road games are rough on divisional opponents. And then you had, really good playoff teams, the Packers, who are still a Super Bowl favorite, the Colts, who they're fading now, but at the time they were a really good team. And the Chargers, you saw them beat the Eagles last night, and then you played the Bengals again, and you got the Bears, who are at the top of the NFC, and then you got the Bills. So I was like, in that stretch, that was the same time that the stretch where the Ravens were having their stretch of easier opponents. I was like, they're going to catch up. Just naturally, you know, I think the Steelers, they're not an overly dominant team. I think they're a good team that can, that if, as long as they finish strong, they can end up on the positive end of more of their games. And now they have a chance to prove it. But to get to how I see this playing out, I think the Steelers, they've done their part in their schedule to get through the really hard part. And now that they've beaten the Ravens, you know, they have the Dolphins coming up this week. And the Dolphins, you know, like I said, they're not slouches. They've won four straight, but three of those four wins are against bottom feeders. And if you can win at home on Monday Night Football and the Ravens lose to the Bengals, you basically set it up so that you only need to win like one more game and you've clinched the division before you even get to week 17. So I think the Steelers have the edge right now. I also think the thing is that even if the Steelers stumble a bit here, I have a hard time seeing the Ravens going on a run at the end of the season. They just got obliterated by the Bengals. The Steelers lost to the Bengals this season by 2 points. They had the Bengals at home on the, they were the Thursday yep. night home game with the divisional, and they got smacked in the face. And now they got to go on the road to play Cincy there. Cincy's desperate. They need to win out if they want to have any chance. This is the last like really big game they have on their schedule. They have softer teams after that. I think the Bengals are going to beat them there. And I have a hard time picking the Ravens to beat the Patriots or the Packers. If the Ravens lose all three of those games, I think the Steelers just need to win one game from there. And I think they'd be in two games. I think it would lock it in for sure. So I think the Steelers are going to win the division. You know, at the beginning of the year, I said the Steelers could win anywhere from 9 to 11 games and be a wild card. But with the Ravens, the way that they were, I was like, man, it's going to come down to the Steelers. Can they win that first game and put them in a hole? Because now the Ravens' backs are against the wall. The Steelers' backs were just against the wall at 6-6 with the Ravens catching up to them. Now they have a little bit of space. The Ravens are the ones with their backs against the wall. Let's see how they respond when the heat's turned up on them.
Come on, Chris. You know you want that Week 18 Steelers-Ravens game flexed into Sunday Night Football. I know you want it bad.
Stop it. You did this on Final Word on Sunday night. You go, oh, we want them. No, no reporter wants to be there on Sunday night at 2 o'clock in the morning writing our stories about how the Steelers got to play the Bills or the Chargers. I'd like this to happen at 1 p.m. And it'd be really nice if it was just all sewed up and we were just like, hey, we know everything that's going to happen. This is going to be Mason Rudolph against the Ravens. I would love to not have to work super late on a cold January 4th night at Acrisure Stadium. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Maybe it'll be a Saturday night. You know, they could do that too. That's open for the flex. They'll ruin your Saturday night for you. Chris, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, that's Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. I don't know. I just get a feeling that Week 18 Sunday Night Football is going to be Steelers-Ravens for the division. I know that you look at the schedules ahead, Steelers with Miami, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, they should win two of those three, right? I mean, they at worst, you're winning one of those three. You have a one-game lead, and at worst, you win one of those three. Baltimore's schedule, you look ahead, whew, man, I mean, it is brutal. Cincinnati on the road, who already beat them by 18 in Baltimore, then New England on Sunday Night Football, which could very well at that point, I mean, given, depending on what happens with the Steelers the next 2 weeks, that could essentially that night end Baltimore's season. The Patriots could basically end Baltimore's season. Then you got to go to Green Bay and to the Steelers late in the year in the last 2 weeks. I mean, that is brutal. So even if the Steelers win one of these next three, I think that probably gives them a two-game lead heading into that final game. But I talked about at the beginning of the show, this is just a wildly inconsistent Steelers football team right now. They can beat almost maybe anybody, and they can definitely lose to anybody. We know that. I don't know if they can beat everybody. I don't know if they can beat Buffalo. Buffalo just seems like a nightmare matchup for them. I don't think they can beat Buffalo in any situation, home, away, playoffs, regular season. They could play that thing, you know, on a playground. I don't think that they're beating Buffalo. But they can just about beat anybody, and they can definitely lose to anybody. And that includes Cleveland on the road. They can definitely lose that game. They can definitely lose to Miami. the way that they're playing, the way they're running the football. They can that could be, and Miami's, I think, better than this right now, but that could be the Tomlin clunker where we're looking back saying, oh, my word, how did you lose that one? How did you lose that game? That could be the one. But I do think right now, if you had to tell me, if I'm just looking on paper at the two schedules, I'm thinking initially, yeah, the Steelers probably going to have a multi-game lead heading into that Week 18 game, and that's going to be a 1 o'clock kick, as Chris said, with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. But there's that side of me that just does not trust these Steelers to do that, and that Week 18 game will be Baltimore. And I think Baltimore, too, might find something. Like they might. I think we saw flashes of Lamar Jackson. They might find something where they go and beat Cincinnati. Then all of a sudden, boy, if the Steelers lose to Miami and they beat Cincinnati, which I think they can do, then all of a sudden, boom, pressure on. And then if you're the Steelers, you got to go to Detroit. Yikes. That's going to be a desperate, hungry football team. And a good one still, even though they've had their struggles. Then you got to, after those two games, you got to get Cleveland after that on the road. And I don't think that that's easy for the Steelers anymore. Particularly with Myles Garrett having 20 sacks so far this year and the Steelers on their third left tackle right now, that's not a good equation. So, yes, the Steelers, the expectation right now should be that the Steelers win the division. But 4 weeks is like an eternity when you're talking about a divisional race when there's one game separating those two teams and they're to meet again the final week of the year. There's just so many things that could happen, so many variables, and it just feels like this, at the back of my mind, my gut is telling me it's going to be Week 18 Steelers-Ravens, and unfortunately for Chris and the others who have to go down there and cover the team until the wee hours of the morning, on Sunday Night Football, it's going to be primetime Sunday Night Football, Steelers-Ravens for the division. And we've seen that one before. When we come back, we'll take your calls, 412-928-9370. I threw this out earlier. Where do you see the rest of this season going? What are your expectations for this Steelers team the rest of the way? Can they win the division? Did Sunday make you believe that this team can actually win a playoff game? Did you get that vibe? I don't know if many people felt that way going in. Did Sunday change that for you? Do you feel like they can win a playoff game? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Josh Rountree. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.